I don't think it's any news really to anybody living in Donegal that the disposable incomes in the county are the lowest or one of the lowest in the country. The report from the Western Development Commission shows that Donegal's disposable income is only just slightly over 81% of the national average, which shows really that the county has been lagging behind, and that there's a distinct lack of investment and lack of focus on developing the peripheral areas of the country. And this report should add to the change in the policy and making sure that the government focuses on a balanced regional development to ensure that areas like Donegal can recover faster.
You feel the recovery here in Donegal is happening at a much slower pace than the rest of the country. Why specifically do you think this is the case?
Well, I think a number of reasons. It has to do with our peripherality and I suppose a legacy of almost a century at this stage of underinvestment and lack of investment. And, you know, I mean, I've been a TD from Donegal, and when you're in Dublin, you may as well be on the moon as be from Donegal. And, you know, because it doesn't figure on any of the national agenda at all. And that's what's wrong. And that's what I've constantly battled to try and do, to try and put Donegal forward, and the fact that we do need a balanced regional development. Specifically, I'm talking about, and I've been talking a number of times to the government about having, when the national broadband plan has been rolled out, that it should be rolled out in the periphery. Rural areas first, because the plan will take a number of years to roll out, and we will probably end up seeing that Donegal will be on the tail end of the rollout rather than benefiting as quickly as possible from it.